So, now scientists in other disciplines are really asking people to help, and they're doing a good job of it. For instance, there's eBird, where amateur bird watchers can upload information about their bird sightings, and then ornithologists can go and to help track populations, migrations, etc. And there's this guy, Mike Oates. Mike Oates lives in the UK. He's a director of an electroplating company. He's found more than 140 comets. He's found so many comets, they named a comet after him. It's kind of out past Mars, it's a hike. I don't think he's getting his picture taken there anytime soon. But he found 140 comets without a telescope. He downloaded data from the NASA SOHO satellite, and that's how he found them. If we can find comets without a telescope, shouldn't we be able to find words? Now, y'all know where I'm going with this, because I'm going to the internet, which is where everybody goes. And the internet is great for collecting words, because the internet's full of collectors. And this is a little known technological fact about the internet, but the internet is actually made up of words and enthusiasm. And words and enthusiasm actually happen to be the recipe for lexicography. Isn't that great? So there are a lot of good word collecting sites out there now, but the problem with some of them is that they're not scientific enough. They show the word, but they don't show any context. Where did it came from? Who said it? What newspaper was it in? What book? Because a word is like an archaeological artifact. If you don't know the provenance or the source of the artifact, it's not science. It's a pretty thing to look at.